No, we were just robust. We talked a lot about what are the requests, and we pushed back and we said, can't you do this some other way? Can't you do things through realignment? And we did that because we were concerned that all of the financial impact of the requests that Fred described before they got narrowed down would have had a significant impact on the general fund bureaus and then on bureaus such as mine as far as putting pressure on rates or pressure on our budgets to cut our key performance levels. And I'm very pleased that that Fred and his team took the effort and made the effort to narrow down the list of packages to submit that provided us the ability to support the overall package going forward, knowing that there are compromises and knowing that you're going to have tough decisions to make. Thank you.
I'm Catherine Ryland. I'm the fiscal manager of the police bureau. My comments are not much different than David's. He's probably saying them more eloquent than me. But I do want to commend the process this year. I think we did have really good conversations. The bureaus were able to discuss the impacts to their own budgets with each package. And I do think they did a great job at OMF of boiling them all down and submitting a good request, and so we were in favor of their packages. Thank you.
How many citizens served on the Budget Advisory Committee?
Do you want to answer? Because I actually have the answer, but
there were three: one who didn't show often. And then one of them who's spending lots of time emailing back and forth with Commissioner Novick, Robert McCullough.
So I just want to remind everyone that as of next year, the PIEX guidelines, there was a four-year phase-in period, but I believe next year that there needs to be a majority of citizens on all budget advisory committees. So for something like OMF, which is so complex, and I really appreciate the input from the customers within the city. I think that's also crucial. It's probably going to mean some advanced training for citizen members coming in next year to make sure that they're not completely lost and are able to participate.
I was just going to say, I'd be concerned about our ability to get people to volunteer for that particular budget advisory committee because I just don't know that there's that widespread an interest in administration. So obviously we need to strive to hit the target, but I would think that Fred might need some help recruiting volunteers.
Well, the fact that we have four budget advisors sitting here day in, day out, hours and hours, gives me hope that there are people who are willing to dive into immensely complex subjects. I'm not suggesting I'm signing you up for their committee. Don't... There are folks who, I mean, you look at the numbers and you look at all of the interesting things, technology and community technology and various other things that OMF does. I think that there will be people, but it's going to take all. I have found from my budget advisory committees that sometimes it does take specific outreach and explaining to folks, here's why I want you to be involved and here's what you can add to the process. And so I just want to mention that up front because it's not something that you can just, you know, post a notice on the front of your webpage and expect 100 applications.
So, yeah, we will do whatever is necessary, but it is very valuable of us to deal with our customers. And from the number of agencies who have external customers, the citizens have more direct impact. Our customers are all internal, basically, and we can add citizens to it, but we have to continue to find ways to tap our customers for their information. It could be a separate process, but.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Okay.
Thanks.